in very soon, Wyatt C. Lewis.
Yes.
And they are going to be calling in around about 10, so very, very soon.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited
for
that.
We have Rue here in the studio from Yellow Brit Road and also a special guest usually on Indie Morning Wake Up Call.
On a Thursday.
Yeah, to help spearhead the interview. And she's here right now. She's waving at us. Hello, Rue.
Hello, hello, hello. So we've got a little bit of CFRC stuff to play for you, and then we'll be chatting to Wyatt. So enjoy.
See you soon.
Good morning, everyone. This week's edition of Between Friends is joined by a few more friends. Madison's here, Sophia's here, I'm Rue joining as well, and we have Wyatt on the line, who is... Wyatt, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Hello. So Wyatt is a folk musician from Calgary, and they've been doing great work. They've just released a new album, and we're so pleased to be joined by you today. Hello.
Hi, Rue. I really appreciate you having me on.
So are you on your way to Kingston this morning?
I'm sort of in the route.
Okay, amazing.
No, yeah.
Okay, and you've just released an album called Chandler, and it's kind of been making waves in the community. You've been around making music for a little while, but it feels like this album has kind of captured people's imagination like nothing has before. So can you tell us a bit about, the album and sort of where it's all come from? Because I know there's a lot of meaning attached to kind of the location and everything that the album's been made in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I released Chandler, my debut record, back in May of this year. And since then, it's really been just such a blessing. And I've been really just with the words that people have given the time to listen to it. And, we worked on it about 4 years, in the span of 4 years, with some really great musicians here in Mokinsis in Calgary. And it feels like a record made in Calgary. Like it feels like a really, you can sort of even imagine the prairies. There's really lots of warm tones that I'm so proud of this record that we sort of accomplished. I'm so influenced by a lot of like woodwinds growing up. I did mostly choir, so there wasn't a specific, you know, band instrument that I was attached to. I was just kind of growing up, you know, just being influenced by a lot of those elements and the timbre of a lot of those things. So when it came together to kind of pick out instrumentation and arrangements for the songs, it sort of kind of came into place a little more naturally. Just things that I was used to, you know, lots of players here, you know, pedal steel has such a really warm tone. And so we worked with some people in Toronto, and we did it sort of, we had a couple people that were, couldn't join us, you know, in real time. And just bringing, it was like such a team, you know, we really haven't been in the same room since. And so it's really special to have something like this captured. Living in Mokinsis, living in Calgary for several years, and I've moved back since the city, and just feels really good to create again and be, you know, seeing the palace again. It feels really good.
Oh, that's amazing. And I know that as well as the importance of the sound and how that reflects the landscape that you were speaking about, also the significance of words and language in your music is also really important. And could you tell us more about that?
Of course. Yeah. A song that comes to mind, Bobtail Road, which is located in Muskwachese, which is, it's about 2 hours or so from Calgary. Like if you're on the way, it's sort of on your way to Edmonton or Calgary, like that sort of distance. You know, I've moved a lot as a kid and to different cities, just central Alberta, really in the general area. And so I think the significance of that song, Bobtail Road, really brings me back to the place of, you know, where I grew up and, you know, on my dad's side, like, they all still live, you know, around there on the reserve. And so I just think of my family whenever I get to go visit back then. And when I get to play these songs, it makes me think of my family. It makes me think of, like, getting to sit with my dad and playing these tunes. And, you know, I got to include him on a music video for that specific song. And it was really tied things together. And I'm really hoping to do more of that visually, to support a lot of these songs. Like, some of them can be really deep and vulnerable, but I think visuals can really, tie that in. And I've got some really good pals that I've seen that from since day one. And it's really cool to kind of see that now.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. And I think it would be really fitting as well, because I was going to say that your songs almost sound like sort of soundscapes to the, like, landscape of Alberta in some ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did a lot. Absolutely. I think I did a lot of driving. This record feels like
it's
going on
for
like
the highways.
A small trip. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's supposed to comfort you on your way, on your travels.
Yeah. And speaking of those travels, we know that you're playing a show in Kingston very soon on October 2nd. Alongside Fontaine at the Broom Factory, and tell us how you're feeling about that. And is this your first show in Kingston, or have you played here before?
This will be my first time in Kingston. I'm not sure for Fontaine, but I'm really looking forward to just spending time together. Like, I'm such a big fan of Fontaine's music, and getting to go to a new venue that I haven't been to, and sort of seeing who will show up, like some of the locals that support that. I'm looking forward to connecting. If there's any artists that are wanting to come, and just trying to find, you know, a way that we can relate. And I just feel like a lot of my music and Fontaine's music, they're really just like in our own ways. And I feel like it could really bring out a lot of really good things. Really comforting. It's what Fontaine's music does for me, and I just feel like being in a new city, new venue, seeing some new faces, tickets. It'll be such a special night. I just think it will be.
For sure. I mean, we have seen Fontaine at the Broom Factory before, opening for another wonderful Alberta artist, Winnipeg artist, Boy Golden. So I feel like there's a lot of really cool music coming from out there. And we can't wait to see you next week at the Broom Factory. We're really looking forward to it. So people should definitely go and check that out. Thanks so much for calling us. Should we go out with a song of yours that I really like?
Yes.
Called There. Could you tell us a little bit about that song? I love the instrumentation of the song.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really proud of this one. How it all came together. Like, I think we had a different earlier version and it didn't have like the drums, didn't have like sort of that rhythm and bit of a shuffle. So this song really makes me think of going to the Bow River with my dog. He's been really, his name's Vernon. He's been really funny lately around the house. And I just think of capturing all those funny kind of moments, all those special moments. This song really does that for me.
Amazing. That's really special. And we're going to let people have a taste of that right now. And if they like it, they should definitely go to the Broom Factory 2nd October next week. Wyatt, C. Lewis, thanks so much for calling us.
I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Laughing as you smiled so big, left a mile on my cheek. For days I washed your hair in the sink. Wait a week and came outside and then we'll wash ourselves off clean in the river. Summer came on back around. Grab your favorite boots to wear, to hike, and to get there. Take the dog out for a swim. Watch him grow not far from what he is now. Somehow time's caught up, caught me off guard. I swear you blink, miss another chance, another day in the ether. Tie up all the sides of our delay, but the shore's not calm yet. To breathe in, to seek for, and to die there. In the daddy.
Don't hold back, I wanna break free. Got this singing through your body. scary when the sound. Every drum, every single beat, they were born from your body, and I'm carried by the sound.
Hello again, everybody. If you are just tuning in, I am Sophia.
And I'm Madison.
And you're listening to Between Friends here on CFRC.
Ooh, we just heard Slip Away by Perfume Genius, which is awesome.
Yeah. Before that, we had our interview with Wyatt C. Louis. Louis C. Wyatt?
Wyatt C. Lewis, yeah. That's an artist who's coming to Kingston on October 2nd.
Yes, at the Broom Factory.
Alongside Fontaine, which should be a really, really great show.
Yes, we were just joking about how we saw, the first show I ever saw at the Broom Factory was Keaton, who's a rap artist. And now I feel like they're booking a lot of folk artists for the Broom venue, which is just really funny because it makes a lot of sense.
It does. It's a really cool venue. And if you haven't been there before, you should definitely check it out.
Yes, for sure. So upcoming on our show, we have lots of new music. We have Rachel Chinariri, who we're just going to start playing right now. She is, our friend Natalie Vibrock, friend of the show and also writer for The Journal, just did a news flash this week. And she mentioned Rachel Chinariri as the artist she was listening to, which is like honestly so amazing because I was also listening to her new album this week. And I was like, real, recognize is real.
Exactly.
If you love artists like Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, like very like pop with some rock influences or indie influences, Rachel Chinariri is definitely your girl. She has a new album called What a Devastating Turn of Events that came out back in, I believe it was like February or March, or like the beginning of the year. And so we're going to be playing a song from that. We're going to be playing All I Ever Asked. Next, we're going into some Tops, which is a Canadian artist with one of their new singles called Sunday Morning. And then we have two back-to-back songs by collaborators Dijon and McGee, which is really interesting.
I really like McGee.
McGee's awesome.
Just started listening to the music, but it's been really great. So we'll just get straight into it.
Let's get into Rachel Chinariri with All I Ever Asked.
Just a little more time. Thank you. fly fishing. And me, yeah. I like when you're mad. I like when you get mood rings. Two eyes in your head. Two eyes look like mood rings. I like how you look when you get nasty. Okay, well, I might drop to my knees, Joanna, please. Will you take me? Will you take me? Yeah. I might drop to my knees, Joanna. I might drop to my knees, Joanna, please.
Okay, so you just heard I Want by McGee. Before that, we had Big Mike's by Dijon. Before that, we had Sunday Morning by Tops. And to kick off our show, we had All I Ever Asked by Rachel Chinnariri, all here on CFRC.
And if you're tuning in right now, my name's Madison.
And I'm Sophia.
And you're listening to
Between Friends.
Wow.
Wow. We've been goofing off in the studio. We're making a TikTok. Please stay tuned because it's really funny.
It's going to be really great. And so, you know what? One might call it goofing off. Another might call it content creation.
Exactly.
So you never know. It's
marketing,
all about perspective.
Branding, exactly. All of the above. We're really putting time and energy into all aspects of the show.
Exactly. And we have some really exciting songs coming up for you and a lot of new music. So Sophia, tell us about the song we've got coming up very soon.
Yes, so we have new Lizzie McAlpine coming. It's her newest single. You probably have already kind of seen it on TikTok if you're on social media, because she dropped a music video with Tucker, aka Role Model. It's very romantic. They're like caressing each other.
Okay.
And the song itself is just a very beautiful, slow song. So we're kind of bringing the energy a bit down, but we're going to pick it right back up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Because from Kingston, you'll definitely know about this, but Wait So Long by the Tragically Hip. So it's a song that they recorded but had never released back in the 80s, but now it's coming out. So
that's
it's out
so
now.
Crazy.
Called Wait So Long by the Tragically Hip, and we have waited a long time to hear it.
And after that, we have Casador, Quit Your Crying. We went to go see them at the Broom Factory last weekend.
It was so much fun. Great music, great show. Such nice guys.
Lovely guys.
Can't say enough good things about them.
This one's my favorite because there's like a lyric about being a dog.
If you think I'm a dog,
it's because I am, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them. Well, yes. All right. So we're going to get right into it. Starting us off, we have Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine.
Here on CFRC.
Something more. guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. I wanna know peace again. Wanna be singing a different song. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying.
I thought it was my duty as an honest man, raving about my country, doing what I can with the luxury of hindsight. I suppose it was just a stand. She walked me down to the end of the road and she laughed till she cried as I turned to go. Said, I think of you and you feel it and you know I'm about to say.
Yeah. not coming up till you said your piece. Oh no, here we go again. These nights just seem to never end. If I'm the worst thing that you've ever seen, then you must close your eyes after you met me. What's the point of misery? Why don't you just get rid of me? You used to love me. So quit your crying. I know it hurts, but we ain't dying. Oh, quit your crying. We fell in love, but we were trying. You used to love me before when
was come in threes. When you broke your thumb, you lost your keys. She plays for a different team, scraping her knees. But it's all the same. On the new teacher, wave as soon as you see her from the bleachers.
Hello, hello, hello. And
hi,
welcome
everybody.
Back.
Welcome back.
That was brand new Phineas with his new song Cleats. And Cindy, who's usually on the Indie Morning Wake Up Call, went to Billie Eilish's first concert of her tour last night.
Was it in Montreal?
I think so.
That's awesome. Montreal shows forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Before that, we had Icon, Chapel Roan. Everybody knows her now. I remember
everyone
I played her on the station last October when she was still kind of... I played this exact song while she was still kind of on the come up, and now she's just blown up. It's crazy. It was hot to go. We made a fun TikTok to it.
Check it out.
We'll be going live in like 30 seconds once we're done this segment. Before that, we had Quit Your Crying by Cassador and Wait So Long by Tragically Hip. And then to start off the section, we had Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine all here on CFRC.
It was great. We were really having a ball out here, and we really loved that song.
We really did. Wait, all of them though.
All of them. But in particular, we were singing out loud.
The Cassador song.
One. If you think I'm a dog.
If you think I'm a dog. Like, yeah, that's true. I'm gonna crash their next show and I'm just gonna go on stage and sing.
Grab the mic.
Grab the mic. Crazy. It's mine. I'm sorry. Okay, so what else are we doing?
So next up we have the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Oh my god.
Never mind. Before that, we actually have Evita with You Already Know. I love that song.
Okay, I don't think I've heard that song
before.
It's
a bit of an introspective moment. It's really nice, but calm. But yeah, then after that, we got the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Perfect.
Maybe a little Rolling Stones, Tragically Hip. We'll see what we have time for.
Yeah, exactly. We do have an extra, we might have an extra 6 minutes of our show, depending on what's going on, but we'll see.
Yes, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. All right, so why don't we just get into the Evita song, You Already Know. So we'll see you in a little bit.